This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Colombia's national police chief said Thursday two former members of the Colombian military appear to have been responsible for planning and organizing the, quote, alleged arrest operation that led to the murder of Haitian President Jovenel Moise last week. Three Colombians were killed and 18 are behind bars in Haiti. Vargas has said a Miami-based private security firm used its company credit card to buy 19 plane tickets from Bogota to Santo Domingo for the Colombian suspects allegedly involved in the killing. The pre-dawn attack took place at the president's private home. Moise was shot to death and his wife wounded. It's not clear who pulled the trigger and no information as to who may have financed the operation. Facebook said on Thursday it had taken down about 200 accounts run by a group of hackers in Iran as part of a cyber spying operation that targeted mostly U.S. military personnel and people working at defense and aerospace companies. The social media giant claims the group used fake online personas to connect with targets, build trust sometimes over the course of several months, and drive them onto other sites where they were tricked into clicking malicious links that would infect their devices with spying malware. Facebook says the Iranian group made fictitious profiles across multiple social media platforms to appear more credible, often posing as recruiters or employees of aerospace and defense companies. The hackers mostly targeted people in the United States, as well as some in the United Kingdom and Europe, in a campaign running since 2020, according to Facebook. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, find our stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Heavy rains and floods hitting Western Europe have killed at least 42 people in Germany and left many more missing as rising waters led several houses to collapse on Thursday. Unusually heavy rains also pounded neighboring Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Belgium, where at least four people were reported dead, and people were ordered to evacuate a riverbank in one city. Germany is experiencing one of the worst weather disasters since the Second World War, forcing some desperate residents to seek refuge on the roofs of their homes as rescue helicopters circled above. Chancellor Angela Merkel, on a visit to Washington, said she was shocked by the humanitarian disaster. She vowed that the government would, quote, do everything in its power to, under the most difficult circumstances, save lives, prevent danger, and ease suffering. The German military deployed some 400 soldiers to assist in rescue efforts. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to bid farewell to German Chancellor Angela Merkel as she visits Washington Thursday, nearing the end of a political career that spanned four American presidencies. The visit by Merkel is shadowed by plenty of issues in the U.S.-Germany relationship, including differences over a Russian gas pipeline and outlook on the rise of China as a global power. Merkel, who is not seeking another term after nearly 16 years in charge, started her day with a working breakfast with Vice President Kamala Harris and planned to meet with Biden and other senior U.S. officials later in the day. An Indonesian senior minister said Thursday the country is now fighting a, quote, worst-case scenario epidemic, and the government is preparing for a further spike in coronavirus cases as the Delta variant spreads. The world's fourth most populous country is struggling to slow COVID-19 transmission, even after imposing its toughest restrictions to date. And Indonesia's vaccination rate is low, with just about 6% of its 270 million people fully vaccinated. The minister says the government has converted buildings into isolation facilities, deployed fresh graduate doctors and nurses to treat COVID-19 patients, and imported oxygen and drugs. And the Kremlin said Thursday that Moscow had no immediate plans to allow foreign coronavirus vaccines into Russia, despite the country's sluggish vaccination rates and rising death toll in the third wave of the pandemic. Russia's Sputnik V vaccine is not recognized by the European Union. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says there's no current discussions about mutual recognitions of vaccines with Brussels. Russian health officials have struggled to counter widespread anti-vaccine sentiment, with only 20% of Russians having received at least one jab. Aside from Sputnik V, Russia has registered three other vaccines. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.